From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright. You're listening to Idaho Matters, and I'm filling in for Gemma Gaudette. Many of our region's family-owned ranches and farms don't always have an easy go of it, especially in the off-season. But some are starting to look at agritourism for some supplemental income. Let's take a trip to a 600-acre ranch in Wyoming, where the owners have built a corn maze to help keep their farm alive.
It's Saturday. A group of kids lead their parents through a narrow aisle. When they enter the corn maze, they pass a sign that says if they get lost, someone will come find them on Thursday. But this does not deter them.
Don't worry. If we get lost, we'll be out here on Thursday.
Only the blue, crisp sky and tips of snow-covered mountains are visible above 10 feet of corn stalks all around. They're navigating through a corn maze a little bigger than a football field in Clark, 30 minutes from Cody, Powell, and Red Lodge, Montana.
But we didn't know if people were going to actually want to drive out to Clark, Wyoming. I mean, it's not in the big town.
That's Bridget Gallagher. She and her husband own Gallagher's Natural Beef and Produce. They own 600 acres and lease another 500 and have 300 head of cows. They grow corn and sell it to nearby communities as well. All their meat is hormone and antibiotic free. All of these things add value to their products, but it's still hard to make a profit.
I don't know, ranching's a hard way of life, so you always have to have other avenues of income.
Bridget says 8 years ago, she and her husband decided to start a corn maze and pumpkin patch on their ranch to see if they could make additional income and be able to support their family of 11. And it worked.
It helps us pay the bills through the winter. It's been so beneficial. Yeah, we don't have to go get a job during the winter months, and we're able just to push through.
This is something farms out in the East Coast started figuring out in the early 2000s, back when Coastal Carolina University professor Mark Mitchell started researching how supplemental activities on farms keep those family businesses afloat.
It allows farmers to diversify their income, right? They're generating revenue from places and activities they weren't previously. They're diversifying their risk of income. A down farming year doesn't have as big of an impact when you've spread the risk.
Mitchell calls this agritourism. Farmers and ranchers have things like corn mazes, pumpkin patches, harvest festivals, and hay rides. And it's not only in the autumn when you can do these things. It's year-round, like berry picking and farmer markets. It increases the yield of their asset, their land, and it also minimizes their risk.
You have a bad crop year. That doesn't mean fewer folks will come to the hayride or to the corn maze or something like that. Imagine now being able to generate revenue during what would have otherwise been a non-generating revenue or a quiet period. So it's a very powerful thing.
Corn mazes have gone in super advanced in the years since Mitchell started researching them. Many use GPS technology to map a special design that can only be seen from the sky. But here in Wyoming, there are only about 3 corn mazes in the entire state. And the Gallaghers keep it simple, says Bridget's husband, Cecil.
We don't use GPS or anything. We just kind of wing it. So the design is kind of a surprise to us when we see it from the air. So I'm just out there and we just try to create something that's challenging, but not, you don't want it too difficult.
Cecil says he just goes out and cuts the corn with a zero-turn lawnmower. And then a guy comes out with a drone and creates a map.
You don't want a lot of dead ends. You get a lot of people here, so you want it to be like free-flowing. You don't want people coming out and ruin it for the others. Be like, oh, that's a dead end on their way out.
Even with some ominous clouds dotting the sky, kids are running around going down a slide off a stack of hay bales, petting the goats and pigs, and tossing bean bags. Adults stand around with food and beverages from the concession stand. Almost everything they sell, they've produced themselves. The corn on the cob, the hot dogs, the burgers.
That way it gives people, they can taste it. Because I think that's one of the best form of advertisement on the meat end of things too. So this has really helped with that end of our business also.
It's their own marketing for their produce and meats. On the way out, 4-year-old Audrey is picking out pumpkins. She lists out all of the things she's done so far.
I fly down and I slide one more, and then I slide and then I go. And then pumpkins!
And in the end, that's what this 1 month is really about. Good family time out in the fresh air. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Gdalska.
I'm Samantha Wright, and you're listening to Idaho Matters.
Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.